Hi friends, this is Flexible Fasting with Heather Heinen. If you are looking to upgrade your health, maybe lose some weight, or just learn more about flexible fasting and how to make it a lifestyle, you are in the right place. My take on the recent craze of intermittent fasting is a bit more nuanced as I focus more on how to be flexible with your fasting so you can gain the health benefits without feeling restricted, tied to a specific fasting protocol, and how to move your eating and fasting windows around to fit whatever happens to be going on in your life. This is Flexible Fasting. Just a reminder, I am not a medical doctor. I am a licensed mental health therapist. All information in this podcast and every episode is for informational and educational purposes only. Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening. We are going to talk today all about the layers of fasting, what they are, how you can use them to figure out your best way of fasting, what most likely will work best for you, where you might currently be at in the layering system, and if you're ready to move into a new layer of fasting. And I use this term layers of fasting as a way for me to sort of conceptualize how we can apply fasting principles in a way that will most likely give each of us the greatest success or outcome with fasting. It's a way to get really practical in the sense of applying fasting principles in real life, like how real life actually works. And I guess what I mean by that is I think most of us would agree that limiting the time we eat is beneficial. Most of us can agree that overeating, overdrinking is not beneficial for health, weight loss, well-being, etc. And so if we apply a time limit, so intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating, to our eating, we cut down on the time our system is needing to work to digest food. Often, automatically, we eat less food overall. We can improve glucose, insulin responses, you know, so many things that we know can be beneficial when we limit the time that we are eating. So limiting that time that we are consuming food, drink, you know, extra energy can be really beneficial to our health. So if we're all on board with that, then we can move into these layers of fasting. The main purpose of this idea is so that, you know, I can kind of conceptualize, I can make sure that I'm meeting clients that I'm coaching in this realm exactly where they are at. So in mental health therapy, you learn all about meeting clients where they're at. You do not take a client who is grieving from a loss of a parent or a child or a friend that just happened last week and try to talk them into the acceptance stage of grieving. You meet them exactly where they are at in that moment. You allow them to cry, to sob, to be angry, and you shoulder that experience with them as they are experiencing those really heavy, difficult emotions. You don't try to fix it. You don't try to calm them down or shift their emotions. You always meet them where they are at, always. So layers of fasting is a way to do that for yourself, to meet yourself exactly where you are at and to honor that space. If you are just starting out trying intermittent fasting and you have a crazy busy life with a full-time job, kiddos, and you typically use food or drink at the end of the day to unwind or to de-stress, then trying to fast for 24 hours might not work for you as your brain is really used to decompressing with food every day. So it's going to throw up, you know, the most unbelievable urges to eat and overeat or drink and overdrink, and you literally may not have the energy at the end of the day to move through those urges. So a better, more sustainable idea would be to really honor that season of your life of where you are at and to meet yourself there, you know, to be in reality. So it might be something more like, I'm interested in trying this fasting thing. I know where my life and stress levels are right now. I know I typically go to food to de-stress. I think I'll start with a 12-hour fast. I'll stop eating at 7 p.m. and not eat breakfast until 7 a.m. Pretty sure I can do that. So you can kind of see the difference. We want to meet ourselves where we are at. If this person does this, then usually what I see happen, it's very doable for them. So they follow through on this for a week or two with that 12-hour fast. And then this starts to feel pretty easy. So then they say, I think I'm ready to try a 14-hour fasting window. And so they give that a go. It's doable. So then in a few weeks, they decide that, man, I'm going to try maybe Monday through Wednesday or Monday through Thursday. I'm going to practice an 8-hour eating window, right? 16-hour fast. So this is how implementing layers of fasting to meet yourself where you're at works. It's using different layers of fasting, which I am going to talk about and get into in a minute here, to really meet yourself where you're at so you can have the greatest, quickest success with fasting. I wanted to tell you about a company that I have recently used to test for some food intolerances and some environmental intolerances. I was on this kick lately with the new year. I wanted to do an elimination diet as I was finding some of the usual foods that I'm eating are affecting me in ways I do not like. Kind of had the clues and hints that I had some higher inflammation going on. So I use this company called Five Strands. And what you do is you send in some hair samples. So it's super easy. And within 5 to 7 days, you get back a report on foods that you are highly intolerant to. They have three different levels, red, orange, and green, and then where the foods that are totally safe for you that are just fine. This is not, by the way, allergy testing. It's not the same if you go in and get blood work done or any of that. It's not about allergies. This is just simply about foods that are not working for your body right now. So in my case, having just noticing some intolerance to different foods that I was eating that typically I can have been fine with, and just noticing some higher inflammation in my body and wanting to figure out what was going on. So found this company, and they, first of all, have the best customer service ever. So if you have questions or anything like that, when you get your report back, they are just wonderful at responding and very, very knowledgeable. So that was the first thing I just loved about them when they asked to work with me, where I was just like, yes, absolutely. And beyond that, the report back I got was so informative. So basically, you know, I'm going to do this elimination diet, but typically if you do an elimination diet, you know, you're eliminating one thing at a time to figure out, is that the thing? So you might eliminate dairy for 4 weeks, and then you have to eliminate eggs, and it just takes forever. So getting a test like this done, what it really does is allow you to see all the foods that are causing, that you're intolerant to. And so then when you do the elimination diet, you can take out all those foods at once. So it just saves you so much time. So anyway, if you're interested in something like this, optimizing your health, figuring out what foods work best for you right now at this moment in your life, because by the way, just because things don't work for you now doesn't mean they won't down the road. This is all about reducing inflammation, knowing what you're intolerant to, and then slowly being able to add those foods back in. They have testing kits for food only. You can do food and environmental intolerances, which I did. Some things I found fascinating personally for me was I had always known dairy's not great for me, eggs aren't great for me, and yes, those things showed up as, you know, big red flags. But some things I found out that I just never would have guessed. Things like I always thought clear alcohol worked way better for me than red wine. But the truth is, it's actually opposite. All clear alcohol is not good, but red wine was a total, like, no problem at all. And I had lots of other interesting things like that that I never would have guessed. So for me, this was just really, really informative. And if you're on that same journey of wanting to optimize your health, maybe even lose some weight, and you're trying to reduce inflammation in your body and just sort of fit this test, it would be just so great. So if you go to their website, 5strands.com, and if you order a kit, you can put in my name, Heather Heinen, and you will get a discount on your order. Anyway, I hope you go check it out, give it a try. I just always feel like more knowledge about our bodies and how they are working and what's working for us in this point in time in our lives, in our current lifestyle, is such a key in gaining that optimal health. Again, head over to 5strands, and it's the number 5, strands.com. And when you order, use my name, Heather Heinen, for a nice discount. Okay, so let's get into how I define these different layers of fasting. So one layer is obviously going to be the timing of your fasting. That was in the previous example I gave. So it's going to be your windows, your fasting window, your eating window. You know, how long are you going to fast? How many hours will be opened up for your eating? How do you manipulate your timing, your windows, is going to be that one layer. Are you flexible with your windows? Have you done enough experimenting to understand your own personal unique body's hunger and fullness signals so that you are able to flex your window when needed? Have you, you know, spent enough time learning your body's cues well enough to know the days you need to extend your eating window, as well as knowing when you can extend your fast? Have you learned how to optimally be flexible with your fasting for your unique body goals, health, age, season of life? Okay, so if you're there, you've spent enough time in that space, you really, you know, have honed your skills in flexible fasting, then we can talk about another layer. The next layer is the energy you take in, your calories. And I'm almost scared to use that word on any of my podcasts anymore because there's such negative connotation with it. And I don't even like the word. calories, it causes some controversy because that controversy is, it's all about calories, right? Like weight loss, weight maintenance, it's all about calories in, calories out. We really know it's a lot more nuanced than that. Different types of food are going to burn, if you will, in different ways within your body. But with that said, calories do still matter. So in this layer, you may be in a really good spot with your fasting windows. You feel good with what you're doing. You know, you've learned those hunger and fullness cues. You know how to be flexible. Now is a good time to look at your calories, right? The energy you are taking in. Again, are calories in and out the end-all be-all of weight loss or optimal health? No. Again, many nuances here, but they do still matter. So figuring out your optimal calorie or energy intake for your goals is another layer that you could focus on. Once you get an idea of what that caloric number is, then practicing logging your food so you know where your calories are at is a great first step to really working on this layer, to getting educated. Once you have some awareness, you can then start tweaking your diet to practice staying within that calorie range that is optimal for your unique body, situation, and goals. Okay, another layer is going to be macros. So if you've figured out how to pretty seamlessly, flexibly fast, you've gotten comfortable with your energy intake, with your calorie numbers, then another layer is macros. And macros are macronutrients, which are carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And macro awareness or macro counting can help tweak things a bit more in regards to weight loss, body composition, health. So figuring out your optimal protein grams per day, carbohydrate grams per day, fat grams per day for your unique body, your goals, your activity level, your lifestyle can really help to start fine-tune things even a bit more. Another layer would simply be just focusing on protein. I do harp about protein a lot, so I'm not going to get into details here, but protein is huge when it comes to optimal body composition, weight loss, health, fighting off sarcopenia as we age, keeping our metabolism optimal, and so many other reasons. So if you want to just forget about calories and macro counting, because maybe that's not meeting yourself where you're at, there's no way you're going to be logging food or counting those things. And then, so then just focusing on your personal optimal protein intake daily, that's one, that's another layer. Another layer would be choosing more or mostly whole nourishing foods. And in this layer, you practice eating less processed food and more on consuming whole nourishing foods. If you're used to a highly palatable, fast processed food diet, working to shift this even just a little bit can have really big effects on weight, well-being, on health. Okay, so we have the timing of our fasting or eating windows, you know, calories or energy taken in, macros, focus on protein intake, and then whole nourishing foods. Now really listen, because I want you to hear this. No layer is better than another. I often have clients or people talk about that longer fasts are better than shorter fasts. And the truth is that is not necessarily true. First, we do not have conclusive science on any of this. We know that some fasting is good, but we don't know yet what is optimal. Also, we are all unique. So even if a 4-hour eating window is optimal for you at this particular time in your life, it does not mean it is optimal for me. My optimal eating window might be 8 hours because, well, there can be many reasons. One of them is I'm trying to get in more protein to my diet, so I need a longer eating window to be able to do that. Or maybe you're a very active athlete, or maybe you have a physically demanding job that you're at every day. You're most likely going to need a longer eating window to fuel yourself optimally for performance and health. Those are just a couple examples of the hundreds of nuances out there that affect this. So you may find flexibly fasting is not really where you're at right now. So you might start with gaining awareness of calories, educating yourself on what your energy intake is, and maybe where it more optimally should be at in relation to your goals. Maybe you come from diet mentality and working with calories, logging your food, counting calories puts you into a really bad mental space because of that past yo-yo dieting, diet mentality stuff that you had going on. Then you might benefit from starting to practice shifting from mostly processed foods, fast food, restaurant food, to cooking more often at home with more whole, nourishing foods. You may find that your brain and body is so attached to highly palatable processed food that you do better with using flexible fasting. You know, you may find you can hold yourself to a fasting eating timing schedule, but you're not yet ready to change the foods that you're eating. I hope that you can just see from these examples my point that one layer of intervention, if you will, is better than another is just not, it's not true. This is a way to choose from many different layers that can all impact and benefit your weight loss goals, your body comp goals, your general wellness goals, your health goals, that really can help meet you exactly where unique you is at with your own unique lifestyle and current situations. Where you can choose from layers that are more, you know, this is a space where you can choose for more layers that are more doable and sustainable for you. And also how when you gain mastery over one layer, you can add another one. I hope this episode helped you sort of conceptualize on a practical level all the different layers, all the different interventions you can pull from to make the changes you want to make and that meets you exactly where you're at. When you do this, when you meet yourself where you're at, you make these small, doable changes, really honoring the space that you're at. This is where that sustained, permanent change comes from. Okay, thank you for listening. And as always, happy fasting. For more information, head over to my website at heatherheinen.com. Heinen is spelled H-E-Y-N-E-N. A lot more information for you over there. You can get to my social media handles from there. You can email me questions on all things intermittent fasting, and please do. I'd love to use your questions in this podcast. You can let me know if you want me to use your first name or remain anonymous. Also from there, you can sign up for a monthly newsletter and you can also book an appointment from there. I have another podcast called Weight Loss and Wellness for Real. Please go check it out. You have to type in the search bar, weight loss and, do not spell out and, A-N-D, use the and sign. So Weight Loss and Wellness for Real. And one last thing, we'd just like to invite you over to our Facebook group. That group is called Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle for Weight Loss, Maintenance, and Health. Talk to you soon.